Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market. Locally owned and operated since 1971, Metropolitan Market seeks out the best tasting food from growers and producers in the Northwest and around the world. Metropolitan Market at 6 locations in Seattle, Kirkland, and Tacoma, and online at metropolitan-market.com.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, baby.
Nancy, listen, tell me, it just ain't so. Surely you are not considering keeping bees.
What do you have against bees, Stein?
I got nothing against bees, but all I'm telling you is this is shaping up to me. Anyway, cynical old me. You know, now that the backyard chicken coop fad seems to have run its course because people started getting rats, now we turn to beekeeping, right? So here's the thing. With chickens, you get rats. With honey, you get bears.
I got to tell you, there have been bears in my neighborhood.
Oh,
there's
no,
even
really?
A bear crossing sign. Yeah, right in Edmonds, downtown
Edmonds. I
thought
I was kidding you.
No, that's the truth. And, well, I haven't seen any bears in my yard yet. I think that the whole idea of keeping bees, it's almost like keeping a garden. You know, do you really need a garden in your backyard when it's probably cheaper to go to the store and buy vegetables after you get done watering them the entire summer? I don't know. I think it would be fun.
Well, it would be fun, but you know, it's a big commitment. You got a backyard garden, they're vegetables, but when you got a beehive, these guys are alive. You know, you've got a big obligation. It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, you know, so this week in the Seattle Times, I wrote about a guy named Larry Brainerd, who is a neighbor of mine. I met him through a friend and found out later that he was a beekeeper. And he was a guy like me who just, you know, not afraid of bees, enjoyed having them in his garden. And one day he said, about 5 years ago, he bent down to smell some lavender, and all of a sudden his face was just filled with bzzz.
Oh,
and, you know, he said he stood stock still,
yeah.
And they never stung him. They didn't do anything. And he stepped away, and he just sort of fell in love with bees. And he started learning about it, reading about it, and joined the local beekeeping associations. And now he's keeping 50 hives in and around the areas in North Seattle and north of Seattle for a number of people. He does it just for kicks. He came into my backyard to kind of have a look at it and see whether I would be a good candidate for beekeeping. And there were things that I didn't think about. One is, it's not a cheap date. You know, you don't need a lot of equipment, but the equipment you do need, it will run you several hundred dollars. And he suggests keeping not one hive, but two, because that way, especially when you're new at it, you get to compare one hive to another.
So if you're keeping your own bees, how much you figure you're going to pay per pound of honey?
Larry told me that it cost him about $37 to make a pound of honey, or to help the bees make a pound of honey. And so, you know, you're not in it for the money, honey. You're in it for the fun. One thing that he told me that I had no idea, I always thought that, wow, if I had bees in my garden, then my garden would be, you know, fully pollinated. And he said, this isn't so.
Oh.
The bees that live by you go miles away to get the nectar that they'll need to come back and bring into your hive. You're really doing your neighbors a favor when you're keeping bees.
It reminds me of that line from The Godfather when Michael has come back from the war and the Godfather says, what miracles you work for strangers.
That's exactly right.
With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
They're not just in my bonnet anymore.
Listen, I'm Dick Stein.